Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
So, these next couple episodes are going to be a little different. We're taking a break from reading books for...
Dude, we've taken a break for 2 months now.
They don't know that.
They do now, unless you edit it out.
But my goal is to... I'm not saying not to edit, but edit less.
Okay.
So, yeah. No, I might keep a lot of this crap in. And this is a fun goof-em-up episode anyway.
Yeah. This is our comic book relief right here.
Yeah. So these next probably 9 to 12 episodes, I'm not entirely sure exactly what yet. They're just going to be all of our mistakes slash funny jokes here and there from our previous episodes.
A lot of stuff that was cut out because Joey's like, God, do I really want to put this on here and lose people?
Well, not only that, but a lot of things that jokes that were in the episodes proper, but I'm not going back to listening to the episodes that I edited to know what jokes I kept in. I went back to the raw audio and just like, well, this is a good joke. Keep that in there. So it's we will see how this turns out.
So be prepared.
So here, the first episode here is going back to like our first 10 episodes, like individual episodes. First, like three recordings.
Please bear with us.
I'm not gonna lie. They are atrocious.
Well, I'm pretty sure that for the Spider-Man ones, we both had colds. So like we're all like.
But we also recorded that one like twice.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Anyway, this first episode is basically a couple from our Spider-Man episodes, a couple from our first Flash, and some other audio from the Avengers ones we did. I think Ellie, who was still going by Brandon back then, was in on that one. Those are gonna be fun. Again, bear with us. But before we get into all
please
that...
Please don't leave us.
Oh. Well, if you do, you do. I'm not... I mean, don't. Please don't. But if you do, I'm not going to blame you.
Subliminally stay with us.
But before we get into all that, I want to do this special little thing. Just a couple of recommendations for other podcasts that you guys might enjoy if you're not already listening. But I'll just go ahead and get into that real quick. First one I would like to recommend is the Fortress of Comic News. And that's hosted by Chris and Mike. They release an episode every week, and they cover just comic news, either comic book, TV, movies. They'll do that in the first block, and then they'll tend to have a interview with either a creator or an author or an artist or something, which is always tends to be good. And then once they come back from that, they go over the comics they read. And they will hit every comic. They'll do, you know, Image, Marvel, DC, IDW.
How long are their episodes?
The episodes themselves are about an hour, give or take.
Gotcha.
Hour 15. If they have an interview, maybe an hour and a half. But it roughly stays around an hour. Chris has been on the show numerous times. Love to have him back here. Sometime this year. I'm not sure what. I got to get a hold of him on that one. Or if Chris, if you're listening, you can get a hold of me. I've been a little busy. I got bumped. Personal reasons, I got bumped on a different shift. And also had a basement flood. So these episodes are going to be...
rushed.
Yeah. A little bit. Not really. Who knows?
Everything will
be
fine.
Basically, the things I was doing in the interim... I kind of pushed those aside to deal with all that. So that's why another reason why these episodes are coming out, just give us a break. And so the next next podcast I would like to recommend will be the DC Comics Squadcast. It's hosted by Chris and Jordan. They cover just the DC Comics, basically with the Rebirth. They stick with the Justice League, but they have expanded out. They've dropped a couple titles, brought in a couple titles, and their episodes range from hour to hour and a half as well, sometimes two, it all depends. They release about once a week, sometimes once every other week. It again, it just depends on their schedules. Obviously, again, everybody has lives outside of podcasts. It's
what?
Yeah, right.
Wait, it's hard. You do something else other than this?
But I do love their show. If you want to know what's going on with DC Comics,
that's just DC. So
well, ironically, along with the Squadcast Media, which is where they are, where their show is, I'm not gonna say based out of, but a lot of there's a lot of programming on there. They also have a new show called the Marvel Squadcast, hosted by Brent and Brock. I have not listened to it yet. They've only got a couple episodes out, about four or five. And they cover, I think they cover a couple Marvel books here and there, but they are mostly sticking to Marvel, like, entertainment.
Okay.
So movies.
Like movies, TV, yeah. Netflix.
I think, again, I haven't listened to it. I don't know. But if you want...
Possibly listen to that one too, guys, is what he's trying to say.
Oh, I mean, I would definitely say listen to it. I do have it on my list to listen to, but I just haven't got around to hitting it yet. So I can't really give you an accurate description on that one at the moment. That being said, if you like what Chris and Jordan are doing, check out a lot of the other Squadcast Media. I think they've got something that covers the TV shows, something that covers the movies, something that covers... there's, I think, another one called Fans Without Borders that covers all movies and TV shows, Marvel, DC, and otherwise.
So that's Fans Without Borders.
That's what it's called.
WB.
Ha! Didn't even think about that one. I've been hearing them promote that for the last, like, year. I didn't even think about that one. Nice. So, yeah, that's my recommendations for now.
Just those two?
Yeah, just
man,
those two.
When you said you had a list, I was, like, expecting, you know, like,
I've got nine episodes, dude. I gotta spread it out.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Spread it on.
Another quick thing. If you guys like what we're doing here, we now have a t-shirt. If you guys remember, well, we've had a t-shirt a couple months ago, but you guys can buy a t-shirt at redbubble.com. You know, just go to Redbubble, type in comic book rundown. We've only got the one t-shirt at the moment. I would like to get more up there, more ideas.
Boy, I have two t-shirts. I have a black one and a white one.
Yeah, okay, fine. It's the same thing, only you can choose your color.
There you go, see?
So
there are options.
Yes.
It's not like we're boring. Wait.
Also, you can put that on a... I think the Redbubble does really well. You can put it on like a sticker or a hoodie or a coffee cup
or
whatever.
Hat? Could they put
maybe,
on a hat?
Probably. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I can't remember what I clicked on. To acknowledge what you're going to have.
Just close your eyes and just click around on things.
Well, I think they had it on like this iPad cover and it didn't show the whole thing. I'm like, well, I don't need that. Click. Take it off. So, yeah, go to redbubble.com. I'll leave a link in the description. Probably leave a link right to the page itself. Or, like I said, go to Redbubble and type in Comic Book Rundown and you'll see my one product we have on there. Or, hopefully they have more soon.
Or become a co-host and get your shirt for free.
Not anymore. Now I got to pay for that stuff.
Yes.
I
grandfathered in. Sorry, guys.
You did. So let's go ahead with that. Just go ahead and get into the episode itself. Like I said, it's bloopers from our first few episodes. So
like 2 years ago?
Yeah, give or take.
Holy
just
shit.
About, yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
March?
Well, we technically started recording in January, so...
Oh, so then, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Happy 2 year anniversary.
Woo! I mean, the April 11th is technically our first episode.
That was a release date, though.
Yeah.
We worked really hard to build up a lot of, content.
We did, actually. We did. So, all right. We will see you guys on the other side of this. Hello, and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. My name is Joe, and I will be the host where we sit here, talk. Totally mess that up. Let's redo. Okay.
Scratch that.
Scratch that.
I haven't read much of the new ones since they restarted the numbers again, but...
Yeah. Restart numbers? Comic book companies don't do that.
Of course not. What really...
As I look at my Action Comics number one again for the third time. Oh, wait. No, whatever.
Or, you know, like... what was that? It was in the 90s when they switched from...
is at 440 something to switch back to number one, but then they got up to 500 and realized, oh wait, we could have a 500th anniversary issue for this. So let's restart the number. Let's
did it hit up back at number one, 500, or was it like 4 something?
Well, it was 490. That's what I thought. Hold on a second. I can actually tell you. It's right here in my phone.
Like 494, 495. Because I remember I picked up, because that's when I started reading Spider-Man. I picked up the John Romita Jr. run because they had a little trade paperback collection.
Nope. 499 was the last one that they redid the numbers on, because it would have been number 58, because they had 1 through 58 of the Spider-Man remakes, and they started it on 442, and then 499 would have been the last one. And then they restarted. Yeah, they went back to the old numbers at 500.
Which is, fine, I guess. Even now they've got the legacy thing going, so they restarted the numbers. Not restarted, but went back to the old numbering for all the stuff again.
Of course,
And I think, which is, actually, that's great. That's perfect.
Well, I think because a lot of times
Spider-Man's coming up to
800. It should be 800.
So,
yeah, but, because and I understand, I understand a little bit of why they do it, because, restarting the numbers for people that haven't started, back in the early days of reading comics, it makes it a lot easier to pick up on a Spider-Man. Hey, I got issue number one of Spider-Man. I can start the story right here, and it kind of sort of starts the story over-ish.
Yeah, kind of, but then you have, Rebirth is a perfect example of, here's a good point to jump in on. Everything's going to be brand new, fresh, and in a way it was. If you didn't have any knowledge, that's great. But they did touch on stories from New 52 so much that it's like you had to have read New 52 to almost really understand what's going on in Rebirth. So
it kind of negates itself out on that.
Yes and no, but Marvel did the same thing.
Well, of course they do. Well,
they all do.
Well, hell, even when they restarted the Spider-Man comics after the Superior Spider-Man. So it would have been 700
is when was the last issue.
Before Superior.
Before Superior.
I think so. I think that's right.
And then Superior was 34 issues.
Yeah, and then they went back.
Then they went back to one.
Yeah.
And then, so they're coming up to the 800 here. And those stories have actually been pretty good. I've been reading those here lately. And I don't know. Actually, I enjoyed Superior Spider-Man. I really did.
Dude, the Superior Spider-Man was great. And I'm still glad that, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to ruin the storyline.
We'll get there
eventually. I'm glad of where it went with that.
Yes, we will get there eventually. Basically, he doesn't actually say what it is just yet. He wants to get some new... there we go. So... Flash decides, hey, I gotta go find him. This guy killed my wife. He figures he has to go stop him, and he has to make him pay, justice.
Yeah.
He's gotta go to jail. He's gotta serve his time. It starts out with Kid Flash, who is also late for the wedding because he overslept. So he, as he's on his way there, he saves a baby from falling running into a pane of glass.
Because everybody's always carrying around panes of glass.
Well, not only that, but they're also carrying it horizontal instead of vertical.
Yeah.
There was a nice little joke on Family Guy. I think it was Family Guy, where they actually said, why are we always carrying it like this? It always breaks. Let's carry it like this. So they carry it vertical.
And then somebody falls on it.
No. Somebody comes running through it, and it slices them in half. It's like, that might be why they don't carry it vertical. Skip that part, because that's just stupid.
Oh, no. I kind of want to see what that was.
You can see it. It's just...
What the hell?
Yeah, that happens to some rocket. I don't know.
Okay, yep. No, we're good. We can skip that.
The captain sees a reverse Flash and is like, I don't like the angle of his neck.
Just as I thought, he's dead.
Yep, call a coroner, he's dead. Because I guess when your head is twisted 180 degrees, it's not good.
Who knew we weren't like owls?
Gosh.
You know they can't actually do 180 degrees? I think it's like 100 and... What was it? I just listened to a podcast. It was all about owls. No, it was LeVar Burton Reads, and they were...
Oh, okay.
They were talking about owls in that one, and they had a bunch of owl facts, which I will definitely endorse LeVar Burton Reads. It brings me back to my childhood, because it's LeVar Burton Reads
to
me. The
Reading Rainbow.
Like, I loved it.
Dude, the cannonball threw me off right there because he looked like the rhino, and I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, we go up to the wedding one.
Issue 60.
Till Death Do Us Part, I think is what that one's called. Yeah, this is the we don't do this one right here.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm keeping these is because I'll probably touch on these issues later in a different episode.
Although I did read through these.
What did you think of it? Was it...
It was...
Because it looks...
It's interesting, but at the same time, it's also kind of tacky.
Well,
because
I know the issue, I think it's issue 62 or 63, is when Hawkeye becomes Goliath. Which, I didn't know he did that either.
I didn't know that either, so it must be this 63. One. Yeah, because I stopped on this one.
Okay.
It's funny seeing Giant on here, which his name is something Gim? Was it Jim?
Hank Pym?
Hank Pym, yeah.
Yeah,
it's Goliath. It's like, Ant-Man.
He's Goliath. Like, now I've become Ant-Man. I'd see that, and I was like, oh, so...
Yeah.
What are we doing here? All right. Hold on. Thanks I was looking mean. For
the ring. I know exactly what you were looking for.
Yeah, some of these heroes I was just kind of surprised to see. Like the Wasp, you know, I expected that Thor. But Hawkeye, I'm not used to the old style of a.
Costume. Yeah, because you're used to the.
Oh, I'm not used to Black Widow's costume.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, which like is Black Widow's just like on the ceiling. She's like, I'm
I also didn't. I also didn't know that her and Hawkeye were a thing. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I know they'd like alluded to that in like the Avengers movie.
They didn't really, not really that they were a thing, but like that they, you know, had a history
had a relationship. Well, they had something.
And they related to each other.
Do you remember though in the was it the Ultimate line where Hawkeye kills all those guys with his fingernails?
What the hell?
Okay.
I think so.
He gets okay, the Black Widow in the Ultimate line is a double agent, but she's working
she's a double agent.
But she's working against the Avengers
in
the Ultimate line. And like she does something to Tony's suit that almost kills
Ultimates
him.
Two.
It was before Ultimatum because I stopped reading it.
Yeah, Ultimate 2. Ultimates. They had Ultimates, regular Ultimates, Ultimates 2, and Ultimates 3, which is where the
But she gets Hawkeye captured, and he's sitting like they've got him, you know, like in the chair like this, and you can see like his hands. He's doing this, you know. And while the people that have him captured are talking or whatever, he freaking flicks his fingernails at him and kills them.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
The Ultimate line's badass, dude.
It is really cool.
And we'll get to those eventually.
What year was that? Are you guys know?
2000.
Ultimate line started with Spider-Man in 2000, 2001. Ultimatum took off or hit in 2010 or 2011. Can't remember which, maybe 12.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because that was like Spider-Man Ultimate, the game came out what?
2009 or something like that. Yeah,
that sounds right.
I don't know.
But I mean, the line continued. When Ultimatum happened, they killed off a bunch of characters.
To make room for other characters, basically.
And it was a bad
also,
move.
Like, also, I would like to point out, well, in Ultimatum, like,
isn't it like Grayson, his mantle's been taken up a couple
like,
times.
Like in this era, you got so many superheroes, it's just crazy. In Ultimatum, it's sort of
it
narrowed
it.
Down.
They updated it to 2000 time, to the year 2000, and they stuck to the core heroes.
Like,
and brought in
instead of having
new
like,
ones
you know,
here and there.
Instead of having like 50 X-Men, which I think that's somewhere where their roster's
they
up to.
They hit the ultimate line. They hit about 30.
Yeah, but I'm saying you know like and if you go through like the older comics, you know, I mean you got you know what like 50 or 60 X-Men like that are you know popping in and
which,
out of.
I'm not so right now. This is in 1968.
Yeah,
and we're gonna be sticking around like I said, 60 to 70. 68 to 70 for most of the Marvel comics. I'm not touching X-Men until 75.
Why is that?
That is a really good jumping on point. That's when the giant size issue number one came out. And it was a whole new X-Men team. So I'm like, oh, this is good. I'm going to stick right here. Mm-hmm. So, and that will introduce Wolverine, Colossus, Nightcrawler.
Okay.
So like the more popular.
So, it'd be the blue team.
Yeah.
Right? Basically,
yeah. So
it's the team that they sent in to rescue the original X-Men from
Like, that's the whole, that's why I'm gonna, where I'm going to start. Not that I don't want to do anything with, you know, Jean or Iceman or Beast and Cyclops and Angel, all that, but everybody knows them.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the First Class.
Right, we Let's have start you know, here. The 8 X-Men movies that have been out, you know,
exactly.
Like First Class.
Of course, you know, Wolverine's, you know, predominant in, like, you know, all those movies except for First
Class. Wolverine's got to be like, it's one of those very pop.
But see,
he was not the first one, though. He was not part of the first group.
Yeah, but and the thing, like, I liked Wolverine in the cartoons, and I liked him in the comic books, but when they took him to the movies, it lost a little bit. First off, because Hugh Jackman is huge.
I thought Jackman did a good job.
No. But he's 6'2" or 6'3". Wolverine was supposed to be like 5'7".
Yeah.
You know, because Scott was always making fun of him for being shorty, you know? And well, if, in case you don't remember, did you ever see the Kitty Pryde X-Men cartoon that was back in the 80s, I think? It was before the TV show came out.
I don't think I did.
Oh, dear God. I'll have to see. I have it somewhere.
Okay.
I'll have to see if I can find it. Wolverine has...
That's you.
I'm getting a call. But Wolverine has an Australian accent.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Which made the Hugh Jackman part funny to me because Hugh Jackman's Australian.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time...
Hey, lights
like...
out, bub. Come on.
All right, mate. All right.
Anyways.
All right. You guys ready?
Let's do
okay,
this.
Okay, here we go. So,
but then it slows down, and Vision's like, I'm just going to pop through this wall here and, you know, see if I can
He's like,
shut these down.
And
don't worry, I'll come back for you guys.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Totally. We'll
totally.
Come back. But so he goes and he meets. Goes and meets up with Ultron.
Five.
Ultron? Five.
The fifth one.
Got to throw out that.
Really?
Hey, if the five wasn't important, they wouldn't put it there, all right? Are you just going to go say, hey, I'm going to go drinking up? No, you say you're going to drink a 7-Up because the 7's important. Anyways.
Sponsored by
Goes and meets up with Ultron 5.
All right, guys. That's it for this episode. You can get a hold of us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Go ahead and send in those emails. We'll read them on the show and give you a shout-out. And we will be back next time with more bloopers.